All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's continue. So we are up to Parak Yotes in Chelki HaChasidus.
Yes.
So Chazal also said in Gemara Bava Kama, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman deboy lemehavi chasido. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, whoever wants to be a chasid, so what should he do? Lekayim mili de brachas. He should go ahead and be careful with his brachas. If you look at footnote 48, he says lekayim mili de brachas kilomar shekayim bedikdoku behider esinyari meseches brachas. So take the inyan meseches brachos and just be careful to be meticulous and vigilant with it. V'zeh lema shebeino lebein kono. And this ultimately again will go ahead and cover areas of Bein Adam L'Machaveiro, meaning brachos, is an example ultimately of an area in which one could improve Bein Adam L'Machaveiro. Va'amrila, and they said, L'kanyim mili dinazikin. Others said that if you want to go ahead and become a chassid, you should be meticulous in the laws of tort law, damages. V'zehu lema shebeino lebein chaveiro. And this, of course, ultimately covers Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So you see what the Gemara is saying over here is that in order to be a chassid, one must be meticulous with matters Bein Adam L'Makom, and one must be meticulous in matters Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Okay, he says, Va'amila l'kayim mili da'avis. Others say again that a person should go ahead and be mekayim all of those teachings that are taught in Masechta Sabos. Why? Shesham nichlalim inyonim mikol hachalakim. Because Avos say, as we know, that in Pirkei Avos represents a combination of all of the most important ideas and ideals, both Bein Adam L'Chaveiro as well as Bein Adam L'Makom. So the idea ultimately that Ramchal is highlighting is that in order for a person to truly be a chassid, a person has to be proficient both in areas Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to only excel in one and to potentially ignore the other. Ultimately, a person will never reach the level of becoming a chassid. V'hine, Gemilos Chasodim Hu Iker Gadol Chassid. And the Ramchal writes, as we know, that Chassid, Gemilos Chasodim, doing Chassid, is a very important part of becoming a Chassid. Ki Chassidus Atzmo Nigzar Mechassid. The Ramchal says, and I will say, you know, this is something I think that is often overlooked, even though it's so glaringly obvious. The etymological root of the word Chassid or Chassidus is Chassid, which means ultimately, in order to become a Chassid, one must first become a true Baal Chassid. And Chazal said, Ashlo shedvarim ha'olam omeid. The world stands on three things, and one of the three things, ve'echam mehem, gamilas chasodin. So you see again, it's not just the pshat that doing chesed is a nice thing, but that we see from here that doing chesed ultimately is an indispensable pillar of the world. V'chin manuhu zichronu l'vracha. Im hadvarim sha'ochal perusehem ba'olam hazeh va'keren kayemes li'olam haba. Furthermore, as we know, because we say it every single morning, that gemilas chasodim is one of those things that are included in that category of things from which people go ahead and reap the benefits in this world, but yet again, the keren, the principle of the act, the true eternal reward, is ultimately felt in the world to come. Va'amru'ot chazal furthermore said, Darash Rabbi Simloi said, Torah, t'chilasa gemilas chasodim, v'sofa gemilas chasodim. That, you know, the famous Gemara Masechasot, Rabbi Simloi darshin, that the Torah begins with an act of chesed, and it ends with an act of chesed. Because if you take a look if you have the red edition, if you look in the footnote 58, it says, t'chilasa gemilas chasodim, t'chsiv, bereishis, t'chsiv, v'yas Hashem alokim la'adam u'li'ishno kasnos ar v'yal b'shein. Remember again, the beginning, not literally the beginning, but in the beginning of the Torah. So the Torah records the first act of chesed, which was, now, interesting enough, by the way, some of the commentaries in the Gemara say the first act of chesed was creation itself. But remember, let's assume we're talking about interpersonal chesed. So the first act of chesed was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created clothing for Adam and Chava. And what's the last act of chesed? So the last act of chesed, of course, is upon the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in his burial. So you see, Torah begins with chesed, clothing Adam and Chava, ends with chesed, burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pretty amazing. But Amru Od, Chazal furthermore said, Darish Rava said, Komishi Yeshbo Shalosh Milos Halalu, whoever has whoever has these three attributes, Biaduha Shuhu Mizaro Shal Avram Avinu. See what I say. If a person wants to go ahead and do a quick genealogical check to make sure they are of the offspring of Avram Avinu, there are three defining qualities to Avram Avinu and his offspring. Number one, Rachamon, person has compassion. Number two, Baishan, a person has embarrassment, which means that a person, it doesn't mean I don't sin. It just means that I'm not going to be brazen in the commission of that sin. I have some level of embarrassment about sinning. And Gomel Chasodim. And a person ultimately, again, does Gemilas Chasodim. Ultimately is a Baal Chesed, is a kind individual. Va'amru, and furthermore, Chazal said, Va'amru, Amar Rabbi Elazar said, God Gedola Gemilas Chasodim Yosem Minat Staka. Furthermore, Chazal said, that Gemilas Chasodim, this is actually very interesting, that Gemilas Chasodim means that, again, acts of kindness are even greater than tzedakah, even greater than charity. In other words, let's say, isn't it incredible you sowed? That what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that as wonderful as it is to write a check to tzedakah, it's even more wonderful to perform an act of chesed with your own hands. So now, I think it's intuitive once we say it, but it's pretty amazing if you think about it. So greater than milas chesed, excuse me, chesed milas chesed, even greater than tzedakah. Shnei Mar, zero lachem l'tzedakah, literally, because the pasuk says, sow for yourself, for tzedakah, kitzru l'fi chesed, but harvest in accordance with the chesed you do. In other words, that the Navi is comparing an act of tzedakah to sowing seeds, to sowing your field. What happens when you sow your field? It's very nice. It's beautiful. Only one issue, which is, you don't get to have anything to eat. You haven't produced anything tangible as of yet. But so, you know, the interesting thing with tzedakah, of course, is that a person gives tzedakah. So unless a person is giving directly to an ani, there's always that possibility is, you know, is what you're doing going to be a real ma'aseh tzedakah, not a real ma'aseh tzedakah. The beautiful part with chesed is it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed. You do something kind for someone, by definition, it's locked in. So whereas tzedakah is wonderful, but it's like sowing, seeding the field. So chesed is like harvesting. You have something tangible. Va'amru od, v'shlosha dvarim gidola gemilas chesed minat tzedakah. So we saw this Gemara Masechet Sukkah. There are three ways in which Chesed is even greater than Tzedakah, and what are they? Shatzedakah b'mamono, u'gemilas Chesedim b'gufo. Number one, charity is with one's money, and Chesed is with one's guf. We'll say an incredible yisod that the great. Again, we're not in any way downplaying the value of Tzedakah, right? There's no greater zechut. There's almost no greater zechus than tzedakah. But the idea of what he's saying over here is, yes, both tzedakah and gemilas chasadim fall under that umbrella of what we call chesed. What's the chiluk between them? Tzedakah is with my checkbook, and gemilas chasadim is with my body. So all that Ramchal is saying is that, of course, it's greater to do a chesed with your hands than it is to go ahead and do so with your checkbook. Well, so you also see something amazing, that, you know, if you want to look at this like in a financial model, so there's no question that the value, let's say I'm going to give, $5,000 to tzedakah versus doing a chesed for someone. So the value of that chesed is not going to be $5,000, whatever it is, even if it was a service that normally a person would have to pay for. So let's say it's not going to be a $5,000 service. Nevertheless, the Ramchal is still saying the act of doing chesed with your own hands, actively with your own body for someone else, is greater than tzedakah. So you see that it's not about the relative value of the act. It's the fact that I'm taking of my own physicality, my own vigor, my own strength, and I'm directing it towards another. See, he says, b'shlosha dvarim gidola gemilas chasadim min tzedakah. So in three ways, gemilas chasadim is even greater than tzedakah. Number one, shat tzedakah b'mamon, or gemilas chasadim b'gufo. Number one, tzedakah is with my money, versus chesed, which is with my body. Next, tzedakah l'aniyim. So remember, you only fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah with the poor. Ugamilas chasadim la'aniyim v'la'ashir. This is quite beautiful. You can do chesed for everyone, right? Lav dafka, that you only do chesed for people, quote-unquote, who are needy. You do chesed for people who are in need. But even very wealthy people could have times in which they are in need. And lastly, tzedakah l'chaim. You can only give charity to the living. Ugamilas chasadim bein l'chaim bein l'meisim. But chesed of osa you could do for the living and for the dead. right? Ultimately, participating in a levaya, participating in a kavura, nichum avelim, all of these things are chesed, both for the living as well as for the dead. Va'amru'ot, for the Chazal said, b'nasan l'char rachamim v'ri chamcha, to close away the pasuk from Parashas Re'eh, Kodesh Baruch Hu will literally give you rachamim, will give you compassion, v'ri chamcha, and he will have compassion upon you. What does that mean? Kol merachim al abrios, merachim alav min hashamayim. Whoever has compassion on people, the Ribono Shel Olam will have compassion on them. You know, there's a famous verse by the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. So the Baal Shem Tov said on the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha, which literally means Hashem is your shade. So right, so the imagery that David HaMelech seems to be striking up is that there's the tree, right? The sun is beating down and the tree provides shade relief. So the Ribono Shel Olam is our shade. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, Hashem Tzilcha means what? It means Hashem is your shadow. Not shade, shadow. What's the whole chap with the shadow? What does a shadow do? What does a shadow do? Whatever you do. And therefore the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says is that whatever I go ahead and I do in this world, the Ribono Shel Olam mirrors my actions. So, and that's what Ramchal is saying over here. If I go ahead and I have compassion upon people, if I'm merachim al habrios, then ultimately the Ribono Shel Olam has rachmanos on me. V'zeh poshet. And this is clear. Why? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeid mida kineged mida. Because the Ribono Shel Olam works with the model of reciprocity. And therefore, again, if I'm taking care of others, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to take care of me. Umi shemerachim va'oseh chesed mabrios. Therefore, someone who goes ahead and does chesed with people, kamhu bedino yirachamuhu v'yimcholu lo avonoseh b'chesed. So too, this person ultimately, again, if I act compassionately with others, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be compassionate with me, with my judgment, and will forgive me ultimately for all of my sins. Shari mechilo zu dinu. Kevan shimidah kenegid mida. Now this is amazing. It's amazing. So remember, the Gemara says that the Ribono Shel Olam acts mida kenegid mida. Right? That's, we know, and again, Chazal bring many proofs to that, that it's mida kenegid mida. By the way, that's bein tov l'ra. That's true, it's mida kenegid mida when we do good things, it's mida kenegid mida if we chas v'shalom do bad things. So the Ramchal says like this, once the HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and works mida kenegid mida, the logical extension of that idea is, that's what? That if I do good for others, then ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and do good for me. So if I am a merachim, if I'm a bal chesed, then ultimately, towards others, the Ribono Shel Olam will be a bal chesed to me. He says again, gamhu, let's just read this once more, umi shemerachim ve'oseh chesed mabrios, therefore, someone who goes ahead and has rachmanos and does chesed with other people, gamhu bidino yirachamuhu, v'imchalu lo avonoso bechesed, the Ribono Shel Olam will also forgive me and will purge me of my sins. But again, that's not a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for me. That's a din. That's something. What does it mean? It's a din. It's mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida is a legal principle in the eyes of Chazal. So therefore, if I do chesed for others, the Ribono Shel Olam will do chesed for me, not because God is being a good guy, so to speak, but because at the end of the day, because that's the proper mida keneged mida. He goes on. He says, v'yimchul shar mechila zo dinhu. To who ultimately again does HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove sin? Lemi sha'over al pesha. To he ultimately again who is able to go ahead and overlook iniquity. There is this idea ultimately of this mida keneged mida. Therefore, lemaisa again, whoever is a bal chesed towards others, the Ribono Shel Olam will exhibit that same level of chesed towards them. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this line tomorrow. Why?